Guard expects to lose 274 positions, including 151 soldiers, as part of a reduction of forces provision that affects all military bases across the country. The units affected include two in Chippewa Falls and one in Hayward. Guard spokesman Major Paul Rickert says no current soldiers will lose their jobs.
They'll be given opportunities to serve in other units throughout the state, or either in an engineer capacity, or they'll be given the opportunity to retrain. But nobody will lose the opportunity to continue serving in the Wisconsin National Guard.
Governor Walker says the Guard played an important role in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he's worried the cuts will reduce military readiness to pre-9/11 levels. He says he'll work with other governors to reestablish the strength of the National Guard. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio. There will be 151 fewer soldier slots in State Guard units thanks to congressional approval this week of the $607 billion National Defense Authorization Act. The act includes a $193 million cut in Guard funding nationally that will force three engineering units in Chippewa Falls and Hayward to shut down. Governor Walker says the cuts threaten the country's security.
I don't think any of us felt that we were safe enough before 9/11. We certainly shouldn't fall below that. And so I'm going to be working with other governors to try and get both the President and the Congress to make changes that will allow us to reestablish the strength of the National Guard.
A Guard spokesman says no current soldiers will lose their jobs under the budget bill. Members of the deactivated units will be allowed to move to those not affected by the cuts. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.